T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wow, I feel like I need a shower after this.
Marks and Race, let's do it. Uninterrupted sports conversation. You'll have us from now for nearly 1 hour at 888-729-9494.
If you can take it.
Yeah, man.
You can deal with it.
Got to be able to do it. Dueling Eagles-Phillies, Bob Nightingale, USA Today, earlier in the show, said to us a few different things. One, that Bryce Harper's not jumping up and down to come to Philly. Two, he doesn't see John Middleton necessarily going off the top rope, coming off the top rope to overpay Bryce Harper. They'll offer a legitimate contract most year, most dollars, but he doesn't think he's going to come back and do it, which I don't know if I necessarily agree with that 100%. Like, John Middleton right now, here's what you're faced with. You're faced with not getting the player that you more or less told the world that you were going to spend stupid money to do. And then you didn't spend stupid money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the questions will be if they don't get him and John Middleton's got to go on with Angelo or got to do a press conference? Well, John, you said you wanted to spend stupid money.
And you know, like I know, those numbers will come out. They can come out from Harper's camp,
yep.
Especially if they feel like you slighted them or you didn't make a real attempt. His camp is going to release the numbers to somebody.
It'll come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll come out.
And the Phillies and how they're received from their fan base after this, a lot of it will depend on, well, who's more at fault here, the Phillies or Bryce Harper?
Mm-hmm.
Did the Phillies offer everything that they could and Bryce Harper still didn't want to come? Or did the Phillies just make the bigger offer in a small market?
Yeah.
See, to me, you don't get the benefit of, well, it's only you and the Giants that really want him. And since you can spend more money than the Giants, all you need to do is offer 10 more million than what the Giants are willing to offer. So he should take your deal. No.
Or an extra year.
Or anything that doesn't look like.
It's close.
Yeah. So to me, and we keep using these hypotheticals, if you believe the reports out there that he may be willing to take a shorter deal with San Francisco, then to me, the Phillies have to say, hey, we got to make him an offer that he can't refuse. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what those numbers are. If it's a 5-year, 6-year, 7-year, 8-year deal, I don't know. I don't know. But I do know if you put the total number of dollars exceeding $60, $70 million,
mm-hmm.
he's not going to turn down an offer where he's making $70 to $80 million less.
Ike, not
a chance.
He's
not doing that.
Not a chance.
He's not doing that. So
nope.
I don't know what the offer is out there from another team, nor do I know what the Phillies' offer is, but I do know this. This fan base wants him here, and they don't really care about the money part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them. They don't care about the money part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, a couple tweets here, then we'll get to it. Lou Martelli says, a strong market value offer, yes. Overpay, no. As talented as Harper is, he has risks. Nancy Robinson says, yes. Take a damn chance and fill the bank up again. We need a big star. Bryce Harper, come to Philly. And that seems to be most of the sentiment out there is saying, go get him. Yes. Chris Hart says, yes. Overpay for Harper.
Mm-hmm.
You need him. Darren Scott says, who isn't overpaid this day and age?
Yeah, really?
David Schwartz, there's no cap. Why would anybody says no? Who cares? Go get him. It seems like that it's unanimous here. We're close to unanimous. Almost 75% at this point, almost 7,000 votes say yes, overpay to get Bryce Harper. 888-729-9494.
Fans aren't going to care about how much money you spent to bring Bryce Harper. Only way they would care is if he comes here and he's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's going to be terrible when he comes here, but here's the thing. I don't want a player to come here that doesn't want to be here, right? Yes, the money is important. Of course it's important. But if he's just coming here for dollar signs, I don't want that. I don't want a player that's only coming here because he's essentially saying to himself, well, They're offering $50 million more dollars than the next best offer out there. They're offering $75 billion more. I have to take that. Okay, unhappy player here for the long term. That's not great, right? I'll take my chances going in a different direction, getting another free agent, trying to get Mike Trout in a year or two, what have you. I don't need Bryce Harper, right?
Really?
I don't need, if I'm running the field, I don't need Bryce Harper.
Okay.
I could be a playoff team next year without Bryce Harper.
Yeah, because you've been one without him all this time.
888-729-9494. And then Antonio Brown wants to be traded, will likely be traded. If you're the Eagles, you bring him in. 888-729-9494. Let's start off with Mike in Williamstown, New Jersey. Hi, Michael.
Yo, bud. How you doing?
How are you?
What up, Mike?
I'm good. Yo, Mike, I love you, bro. I love you guys to death. Yo, oh. Johnny, let me ask you a question. The first thing I want to ask you, what did you – I got my Rottweiler barking in the background. Cause he
you got a Rottie?
Well. Yeah, I got a Rottie. I love my Rottie. She's 12 years old.
Uh-oh.
And she's on board with me. What you learn how to laugh, bro? You sound like a seal that jumps on the back of a fishing boat that escapes being attacked by – killer whales. Let me say something to you. And you're lucky that I miss Levi. That's who I miss. I miss Levi calling you guys up and giving you a hard way.
Oh, yeah, Levi, for sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you kiss that Rottweiler right on the butt there, Mike?
Listen, bud, all I want to say to you is it's ridiculous. You know what? If they want to pay Bryce Harper $200 million or $300 million, that's okay. But what's that going to reflect back on the consumer that wants to go and watch a baseball game? That's crazy. You know, it costs $50 a park, and you want to bring your family to a baseball game?
It's expensive,
that's
yes.
That's going to reflect back on the on somebody that wants to go to the stadium, and I'm okay with all that. But I think that's kind of ridiculous. I don't really think a baseball player is worth that kind of money, and I'm not being prejudiced about it because I'm not an athlete. But you know what, Ike? I appreciate you and what you've done in your career. You were probably underpaid, bro.
Oh, that's for damn sure. That's for sure,
Mike. But at the end of the day, I think it's a little ridiculous. You know what I mean? I don't know what to do other than to say that I love you guys and I really appreciate and I listen every day faithfully. I got like 5 radios on all the
Thanks,
time.
Mike.
But, appreciate that, man. You got us in every room. We appreciate that, brother.
You know what? It's kind of crazy that the Phillies want to go to this expenditure to spend this kind of money and try to make their team better when it's going to reflect back on the consumer.
You're right. When you sign players like that, prices go up. When you have success, prices go up. But if you want to be one of the teams that competes for the World Series and is in the playoffs, you have to pay the players. Is it ridiculous that a player is going to make $40 million a year to play baseball?
Of course.
Of course it is, but that's the sport. That's the nature of the sport.
Especially in a sport that is damn near dead. And yeah, but it's baseball. What do you want me to do?
I could see.
Why do you think I'm trying to tell Kyler Murray go play baseball? I wish I could play baseball.
Oh, man.
Shoot.
But, yeah, of course it's ridiculous, right? I mean, people have been saying this for 30 years, the money that athletes are making ridiculous. But that's athletics. That's entertainment.
I'm going to tell you what's even more ridiculous. What? Mike Conley making damn near $40 million a year.
Of all the sports, what's the most ridiculous money? Of all the sports, what's the most ridiculous money? It's not football. Certainly not football.
No.
No guaranteed contracts. No. Players CTE.
Yeah, football and hockey are safe. They earn their dollars. It's basketball and baseball.
And basketball you appreciate the athleticism of these players, and also most of them are in superb shape. They take care of their bodies, they train or whatever. But like you said, Mike Connolly, that's the problem with basketball is that there's very little difference between LeBron James, one of the best players ever, and Mike Connolly as far as salary.
Right.
And you should never have that.
No, you're right. And the biggest problem for basketball and baseball to that extent, or part of it is that they have two sports, particularly basketball, as it's moved into the number two spot in our American culture,
right,
that generates so much money that you have to divide it up amongst these players, right? Because that's what the unions require you to do. It's the revenue sharing. when it comes to the owners versus players. So I say that to say, if I look at 1,500, and I'm giving you a round number,
okay,
it's more than 1,500, but if I look at 1,500 players in the NBA, right, how many players in the NBA do you really believe are star players? I mean difference makers.
10?
I mean change the fortune of your franchise.
10 at the most?
10 at 15, if I'm being generous, right? If I'm being generous. So if I'm looking at a sport that's worth multiple billions and really only 10 to 15, maybe 20 at the most, are really even worth the money, well, that means I have to pay about 1,200 other players because we have to split the pie.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of players that are overpaid, and they get overpaid because they become free agents, and these teams have to fill out rosters. And even though they aren't filling out rosters with quote-unquote LeBron Jameses and the Greek Freaks and Joel Embiids, they still have to spend that salary cap. So somebody on that team is going to be making way too much money.
Of course.
And a Mike Conley in Memphis should never be making the money that he's making, because you know what? Mike Conley ain't that damn good.
Well, average Al Horford's making close to $40 million
right,
a year.
Exactly.
Come on, man. He's a good player, Al Horford. But because of his tenure in the NBA, that's what he was worth. And the Celtics.
And the free agent market.
And the Celtics say, we want him.
Yep.
And you go get him. And now it's an untradeable contract. Mike Conley. You want Mike Conley? 888-729-9494.
And that's what you don't want to happen.
Benjamin in Downingtown. Hi, Benjamin. How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm doing well.
Yo.
Hey. Marks, my friend, you got to get off this narrative that a player has to want to be here in order to come here. Like, they're not going to come into town eating cheesesteaks four nights a week and using the word John right off the jump. It's not going to happen.
You know what, Benjamin? I've been here 20 years, and I still don't use the word John,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, me either. Right, but Ben, I hear you. You're right.
I heard it, but I don't really use it.
And Bryce Harper knows enough of Philadelphia to know what the city is, what it's about, what the downtown is, where he would live, and all that stuff. And it's not that he hates Philadelphia, but if his heart is really, all else being equal, set on being in the West Coast, then you know what? If you don't want to take the biggest contract that's out there and you're more or less being like, well, I may go with San Francisco because it's close. No. If you want to be a Philly, you want to take the biggest contract, then come to Philly and take the biggest contract. Otherwise, go sign with somebody else. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Go elsewhere.
How many free agent acquisitions has any Philadelphia team made where the player actually wanted to come to Philadelphia?
Cliff Lee.
And took less money?
Cliff Lee.
He was already here prior to that, though, wasn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, that's what helped. Yep.
So that he already knew the city and was already in love with the city. That, like,
he liked the city, yes.
There's no other players that have never been here before.
But no one's asking him to take less money. In fact, you're offering the most money in the most years. That should be enough.
And that's what they should do, because that's what you got to do. You got to pay to play. You know, it's a business.
That might not be enough, though.
The same thing for the players as it is for the GMs and owners. It's a business. Like, in football, they'll cut you in a heartbeat and won't even care about that money because it's a business. The same thing with baseball. They got to get their money. And you know what? I ain't going to hate on it.
All right. Appreciate it, Ben. I mean, here's what we're saying. If John Middleton wants to make sure he can get Bryce Harper, right? This is no longer Matt Klentak territory. This is an ownership.
Mm-hmm.
This is the guy that said we're going to spend stupid money.
Mm-hmm.
If you're saying, well, we think we have the best offer. We think we've offered the most money. We think we've offered the most years. We're not going to bid against ourselves just to pay Bryce Harper more money. Bryce, here's the best offer that's out there. Come take it. Mm-hmm. If you do that, you're running the risk of the Giants coming in last minute and increasing their offer, or Bryce saying, you know what? Well, we can be creative, take more money in a less period of time, and I'll just be a free agent again coming up in a couple of years, and you don't get the player, right? John Middleton wants to do that and wants to be like, no, we're gonna have a strict negotiation. This is the best offer. We're not going to increase it. You're running a risk of not having Bryce Harper. So do you overpay? Do you go over the top? Do you come off the top rope? Do you make the 8-year, $320 million contract to get the player that you need and you want? That's really the question. And the people have spoken, including you, Ike.
Yep.
Said go get him.
Go get him.
Let's go to Jimmy, Mount Holly, New Jersey. Hi, Jimmy.
Only DeAndre Hopkins is a better receiver than Antonio Brown. Why wouldn't you want him, Johnny Marks?
Why?
Yeah.
For all the reasons I stated before, he is going to be entering a locker room that is having its issues right now. You're bringing in a 31-year-old wide receiver that is worried about himself, that's having some off-the-field issues, that is going to be getting paid for what he's done previously, not what he's going to be doing in the future. I think there's a time to bring in Antonio Brown to a certain team. This is the wrong place and wrong time for the Eagles. That's just what I think.
As far as being a disruptive force, would Malcolm permit that? Help me out, I agree.
I think this team would be ecstatic if they added Antonio Brown. You kidding me? Every last player in that locker room would be dancing on the ceiling except for some wide receivers who would be worried about their jobs, because he certainly wouldn't be coming in here to play any type of sub role. And as far as defensive players go, they'd definitely be jumping up and down dancing, because they know adding a guy like Antonio Brown makes their job easy.
Yeah, as far as the Bryce Harper thing, I mean, I'm not even a good caller to these radio shows, never mind a psychiatrist. To me, get him in here at all costs. I mean, we'll have fannies in the seats. This place will be a buzz. And if we can get Dallas Keuchel, I mean, I'll dare start charting a parade route.
All right.
I agree.
They may be looking at a starting pitcher as well. Keuchel's still available. I mean, there's 100 free agents available out there, Ike. They're waiting on Bryce Harper to sign.
Yep. It's all we care about.
Does it happen by Thursday, as some people are suggesting? Not necessarily, according to Bob Nightingale, who joined us earlier in the show. It could continue to play itself out. If he feels like Scott Boras feels like that the best offer isn't out there yet, he may continue to hold this out. I hope not, man.
Well, I mean, listen.
I am exhausted.
If they wanted to be over with, then the Phillies need to step up with a real offer.
An offer that's going to make him say, okay,
yeah,
we'll sign it
exactly.
Now.
Exactly.
Instead of waiting it out.
Yeah.
All right. Mike in King of Prussia. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
What up, Mike?
Hey, first of all, that last caller, that guy's voice, that can't be real. That's like the worst voice I've ever heard.
It was fake.
It's definitely fake.
I agree.
It's definitely trying to sound like he's smart or like poetic or something. It's a douchey voice.
I agree.
here's my thing. Bryce is a very good player, but he's averaging 26 home runs and 279 a year. I mean, it's good, but it's not like $320 million a year worthwhile. I mean, I don't see why everybody's so like amped to give this guy that much money. He's not. I mean, he's going to be good for your team, but he's not going to make your team like some World Series caliber team. And God forbid something happens to him, then you're just flushing $30 million a year down that player. Like, I don't see it. Like, I'd rather have Machado over Bryce Harper, but I don't know why everybody's so gung-ho. Like, has anybody, like, I know people love names, but has anybody even looked at his stats for real?
Yes, we have. We know all of his splits. We know all of his stats. We know that Machado is a better hitter, is a better defensive player, but Machado does not put butts in the seats like Bryce Harper would. And there's a reason that Bryce Harper has been the player that he has for 6 out of the last 7 years. You look at him over the last 2 years, guy's had one bad half of baseball in the last 2 years. That's what he's had. You know, and he got banged up in that half a season. That was the second half of, that was the first half of last year, where he's tinkering with his swing, and you saw when he finally put it together what he looked like in the second half of last year from an average standpoint, from an on-base percentage, right? We can't look at this in raw numbers. We know baseball is a bunch of numbers. Like, for you to tell me, well, he's not worth $320 million, then what is he worth then?
I don't know. Well, for me, I just can't see paying a player 10 years – 320 when, I mean, he's not even on the level of A-Rod when A-Rod got 250. And the A-Rod 250 was an albatross. So why are we going to do that for a guy that's not even on that level? Like,
I didn't say Bryce Harper was a generational talent. I mean, we know A-Rod used the extra vitamins. But damn it, A-Rod was a prodigy. A-Rod.
He was taking vitamins in high school, I mean, reportedly.
A-Rod is 6'3", 215 pounds, playing shortstop.
Well, I mean, I would.
That was A-Rod from the beginning. A-Rod was a generational player, and everybody saw it.
I'm not going to say that Bryce Harper is at the level of A-Rod because he's not. Yeah, but he's still a generational type talent. He's the biggest free agent in Major League Baseball history, isn't he?
A-Rod or Harper?
Well, Harper.
Well, A-Rod was bigger at the time. A-Rod's a Hall of Fame.
A-Rod.
Bona fide Hall of Famer.
At that point, he was ridiculous.
Yeah, Bryce Harper's not A-Rod. I mean,
agreed.
A-Rod, before we found out what the hell he was taking, A-Rod could have been considered the greatest at his position.
Yep.
A-Rod, the greatest at his position as shortstop. Move to third base. And I used to argue with people about A-Rod versus Jeter. I didn't mind having that argument.
Oh, you were an A-Rod guy.
Yes, sir.
One has an MVP, one doesn't. Jeter never won an MVP.
Yeah,
no, I know.
He can't be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
One also got busted for doing juice and the other one didn't.
Hey!
No, I mean, you know, listen. One also, in 2009, won a World Series completely juiced up, costing the Phillies. A-Rod.
Oh, that's true.
You know, it's weird with A-Rod because he... Like, you see J-Lo dancing around the other night at 50 years old?
Hell yeah, I saw J-Lo.
You see A-Rod, his eyes are like bugging out.
Hell yeah, I saw A-Rod. Kidding me? A-Rod up there looking at J-Lo like, damn.
Yeah, oh, man.
J-Lo bad, man.
He is, everybody hated him. Now everybody hates Jeter and people like A-Rod. A-Rod's like the face of baseball post playing.
Wow, we got a Harper is better than A-Rod. I can't go with that.
Harper is not. See, I
can't go with that.
I don't agree Harper is better than A-Rod, but I would say that Harper is along the same lines. I mean, just look at their numbers and you'll see that they're not the same player. But also, it was enhanced. But I mean, I would.
I don't know when that started.
Hmm. What's more interesting? Harper's better than A-Rod, or I trade Ertz for Antonio Brown?
Oh, yeah. Let's go to Jay Murph.
Jay Murph in Virginia. What's up, Jay Murph?
What's up, baby?
How are you?
What up, Jay Murph?
Would you trade Ertz for Antonio Brown?
Yes.
No.
I told you yes.
You got Goddard.
You got Goddard already. Yes.
It's fine. Yep.
You got Perkins on the left hand.
Stop it, Perkins. You got Goddard and whoever else you bring
Paul
in
Perkins,
here.
Yeah.
No, I mean, listen, if Zach Ertz.
Is it Paul Perkins?
It's not no, Sam no, Perkins.
No,
Sam
no,
Perkins.
No, not all Perkins.
Travion Bell?
Ball party.
But he messed up a lot of names.
Here's what I'll say. If Zach Ertz decided that he wasn't going to play football anymore and he said, you know what, I'm giving it away. Like, you know what, I'd say, no, they're good at that position. They need to add another guy, but Dallas Goedert's got real upside potential. He's a different kind of receiving tight end than Zach Ertz. He's going to make bigger plays down the field. He has more speed, et cetera. But, dude, I'm telling you, you bring Antonio Brown into this locker room. Yeah, you know what? It may work out. The first year, it may work out. You may have a dynamic player. There's no doubt what he's like on the field. Antonio Brown is an excellent player. He's a future Hall of Famer. He's been the best wide receiver for the most part in the league for the last 5, 6, 7 years. All right, that's great. Eagles just won a Super Bowl. I don't need to bring in a guy like Antonio Brown that's going to be a distraction, that's caused problems in the locker room, that it's about him. He wants to do Facebook Live or Twitter Live or Instagram Live, whatever he's doing in the locker room, even though his coach said no way. I don't need guys that are coming in with their own agenda and aren't about team. The Eagles just won a Super Bowl. Just won a Super Bowl.
You don't need guys that are all about themselves.
Yes.
What?
He's the number one seed about being a diva all about himself in the NFL. The number one seed. And he's got a blonde mustache, a dyed blonde mustache, and that puts it over the top.
See, it's hard to call. See, it's hard to make this argument about peace and harmony and disrupting the locker room after what just transpired at the end of the year. Like, you can't make that argument. You got our starting quarterback out here defending himself.
Right, which is why going forward in the future, I need to make sure this doesn't happen again. This is all about Carson Wentz. You can have the best of both worlds. You can have talent and a guy that's not going to come in here and do what he does in the locker room.
You have guys already here that's doing that. What are you talking about?
Carson can only go to so many Sixers games.
You got guys that are here that are already.
Like Antonio Brown?
No, I'm telling you, Joe Sanliquido just did a story with six sources.
Antonio Brown, literally the last game of the season, Antonio Brown that the Steelers needed, Antonio Brown just didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't contact his coach, didn't do any of that, just didn't show
Dude,
up.
Dude, Pittsburgh is a dysfunctional team.
Antonio Lady Brown is equally Bill dysfunctional.
I would imagine he's in that environment.
Mark Sinriso, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studio.
I'm just saying, you can't give me the argument that he's going to disrupt something that's here.
Sure.
When it already seems like it's disrupted.
Right, I know, but that's where you're starting again from scratch, saying, all right, listen, we need to build this with Carson. It's one of the reasons why Nick Foles isn't coming back. You can't have any type of dysfunction in the locker room to what Antonio Brown can bring. You can't. You can't bring a guy in that at any point, for whatever reason that he wants to, he could just totally do what he does.
I mean, okay.
Wrong place, wrong time. I think Antonio Brown works for
no, I think it's a bad argument against it when this locker room isn't all that harmonious right now. There are guys on this roster that I don't know can be trusted.
You bring in a worse guy to make things better?
Who said he's the worst guy? That's your opinion that he's the worst guy.
Well, I mean, I would say that's more or less the consensus among people is that he's troubled. And
said a worse guy. I didn't see Antonio Brown doing stories and anonymous sources and all that stuff. I didn't see him doing that.
Let's go to Chris.
I didn't see Antonio Brown doing that.
In Phoenixville. Chris, what's up, brother? How are you?
Gentlemen, how you doing? A couple things as far as Antonio Brown's concerned. I don't know why we're even having this topic, because I think all things being equal, he wants to go to San Fran and work out with Jerry Rice and, you know, do his thing. They have like a man crush on one another. And then as far as Bryce Harper's concerned, I don't like the overpay, but I think the best value or the highest offer makes the most sense. I just don't want one of those Ryan Howard's last couple of years, you're eating $20 million for nothing kind of contracts. And then Nightingale, I don't even know why you guys use him as a source, because he's just a mouthpiece for Scott Boras. And if he's a true, legitimate reporter, and that 10 years, $300 million offer from the Nationals was really true,
uh-huh,
he would have signed that. That's not out there. He's just a Boras.
He said, so this is what he said specifically about that in another interview. He said with deferments, it was $284 million. That would be odd to put out a number like that to know about deferments with the Washington Nationals, mm-hmm, offer, right? So I agree with you. That's where when he reports something or he's saying something, he's getting the information from Scott Boras. And Scott Boras is giving him the information that he wants to give him, right? And a lot of times he's saying that to create a market for himself.
Legit. It's something that Boras wants to put out there, but it's not legit numbers that are actually contract offers.
Well, how do you know that?
Chris, sorry.
I didn't know you were a professional reporter that you need to laugh. I'm not saying Bob Nightingale's the best reporter in the world. What I'm saying is
He's not a reporter.
What I'm saying is that the information that he put out there really is far from, especially if he's talking to Scott Boras. Yeah. You have to realize, like, for instance, Chris Russell from the NBC Sports affiliate in Washington, D.C., I believe he has a source that's closer to Bryce Harper because he thinks that the deal is going to be done by Thursday of this week, to where Bob Nightingale's coming on saying, well, I don't think it's going to be over anytime soon. So you have one guy that's on the page of the player, the one reporter that has info that's coming closer to the player, and you have the other guy from the agent. Mm-hmm. I mean, where do you think Buster Olney's getting information from? He's talking to people around the league. John Heyman put out a tweet today that sounds like it was directly from Scott Boras. I mean, you have to learn how to look at information that's out there and be like, all right, well, is that legit? Where is it coming from? Any reporter that's putting something out, you have to take it for what it's worth. It's not a fact. They're reporting it. You got to just kind of read between the lines with everything. I don't know. I felt like Bob gave us some decent information today, Ike.
Yeah, listen, it's the same stuff. As far as I'm concerned, it's until he picks a team, does it really matter?
No, let's pick a team. Let's go to Matt Norland. Hi, Matt.
Yeah, what's up, guys? So, yeah, I'm at Yahoo, who's going to say that Bryce Harper's better than A-Rod. You know what? I'll tell you why. First of all, A-Rod's a cheater. A-Rod is a flat-out juicer cheater, mm-hmm, all right? Bryce Harper is a baseball genius. This kid, we all have watched him since he was like 16 years old. He's been studying this game. He knows everything that's going on. This kid fixes his own stroke. I mean, I want nothing more than a consistent, give me that 275, 26 homers natural every year. Give me that natural every year. And maybe let's take sport back to where it really belongs, where we're talking about the sport. And we're not talking about salaries, and we're not talking about the contracts. I feel like you have to be like some legal eagle anymore to be a fan of sports. All we talk about is money.
But that's a part of it, Matt. Money is a part of it.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be.
No, yeah, it does. No, Matt, this is not a fantasy world. Matt, it's not a fantasy world. It's professional sports. Professional. Hold on, though. But when it's professional sports, you get paid. Money is part of the equation because we need money to get Bryce Harper to come here. What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Money's going to always be a part of the equation.
Well, the NBA.
You talk about the NFL. It's salary cap.
The NFL, the off seasons are exciting.
That's what people want to talk about, free agency.
NFL free agency is amazing.
Yeah, we're never, the days of just talking about the sport for its purity, other than sitting home with your buddies who want to ignore contracts, that's over. Like, it's hard to talk about sports without money being a part of the equation. And when we're talking about Bryce Harper, mm-hmm. money is part of the equation. When you're talking about the Eagles offseason coming up, who they will keep, who they will sign, should they trade for Antonio Brown? Nick Foles, is he going to be here? Is he not going to be here? Why can't you keep him? $20 million price tag.
Franchise.
Money is a part of the equation.
Right.
It's always a part of the equation.
It's not about the games.
This isn't
anymore.
College sports. When it pertains to professional sports, money is in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just is, man. And there's so much of it that you can't ignore talking about it.
No.
Did you ever think there'll be a day where somebody could be making $40 million a year?
No, it's bigger now.
A year, $40 million a year.
Listen, like it's bigger now. When you look at the shows, the Skips and the Stephen A's and the Chris Carters and the Nick Wrights and the Shannon, all those shows on all. I mean, you're not just talking about games. You're talking about stuff outside the games. You're
yes.
talking about outside the lines. You're talking about contracts. You're talking about free agency. I mean, for me, I enjoy watching the games, of course, more. But it's nice in the off season to have NFL talk, to have draft talk, to have free agency talk. It's awesome.
20-plus years. My life.
Yeah, really.
My life. This is what we do.
This is what we do.
It's my life. 20-plus years.
Yep.
So this is my life. Everything else is, I mean, you know, family is always first, but sports is a part of me 24/7.
Yeah.
Vacation? What vacation? I got to look at Twitter to see what's going on.
Yeah, if you miss a day, you miss a lot, man.
And social media has made it a part of every waking moment of your life. You talked about going to the bathroom in the middle of the night. You got your phone in your hand when you use the bathroom.
I'm looking to see what happens. Yeah.
In the middle of the night, what did I miss?
I'm checking box scores. I check the NBA box scores. I look on Twitter. I go to Pro Football Talk. And you know what, Ike? Like with the deal with the 76ers trade.
Mm-hmm.
5 o'clock in the morning, I go to take the 5 o'clock P, and there's a trade, and I'm like, what?
Boom. Right there. Jackie Bucks.
I wake up every morning just to see if Bryce Harper signed. Sometimes, some say it's the only reason to wake up these days.
Yeah, you're not kidding, Fritz.
I wake up every day just to see if he signed. One day I will wake up to
it. No, you wake up every day hoping, like, man, did he sign today?
One of the reasons why Harper signing with the Giants could be good for us is Fritz is going to be punished. Something's going to happen because Fritz was reporting that it was a done deal.
I never reported it.
I'm
reading tea leaves just like everyone else.
I'm being made out to be the bad guy, honestly. You were strutting around here like a peacock with your feathers out, wasn't he?
He was.
Wasn't he? Him and Roadshow Porter and Elliot.
I think it's my fault because I told those guys.
Oh, so really?
Yeah, I'm a cancer here.
He got them charged up.
Yep. No doubt about it. Wayne in Willow Grove. Hi, Wayne.
Wayne.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing, man?
How are you, Wayne?
It's still raining out there.
It's going to pour all night long.
I'm shoveling snow right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Cowboys. No,
no, but it's all right. It's great talking to you guys, man. I was saying, I told a guy that I'm all Sixers up. And the reason why I'm so Sixers up is because of the trade that was made. But you know what I'm upset about, though?
What?
I was watching the Sixers, the media, ESPN and all of the media, the day after the Sixers, like, trunched the Lakers. And you don't hear them say nothing about the Sixers, man. I'm, like, real upset.
Well, yeah, you know that story was all about LeBron. Like, mm-hmm. when you win,
I know.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's the downside to playing against LeBron is that the result of the game is the storylines will be about his team regardless. Whether they won the game or they lost the game, that's what the storyline coming out of the game was going to be.
Yeah, but, you know, also I was also thinking about some way to stop some of the mediocrity that's going on in, like, basketball and football for one. I am thinking that what they should do in the draft, don't give the high picks to the low teams. Give it to the teams, actually, you have 1 through 16, like team number 17, 18, they get the higher lot from the bottom up. That was my other point that I wanted to bring to you guys and see what you think about that.
Hmm. Yeah, I've always said that I think the NFL, the way they do the draft, is the best way to do it. I understand why they don't want to do that in basketball because they think people will tank to get the better players. But here's what I say to that. So what?
Yeah, so what? I agree.
So what? Don't you want New York to have Zion Williamson?
But, like, if it was that easy,
yeah,
that if you just tank and you get the best player, then you win championships, then it would be that easy to do it. It's not that easy.
It's not that easy, exactly.
It's not that easy.
So, yeah, getting the number one pick in the draft doesn't guarantee you you're winning the NBA championship. Because, again, the one thing about the NBA, in today's game, you're going to need more than one player.
Yep.
So you need multiple stars. And then they had better have the requisite skill set to excel, meaning they had better be able to shoot from the outside. They had better be able to switch on defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the things you got to be long, athletic. These are all the things you have to have. Like, getting Zion Williamson isn't necessarily propelling anybody to the NBA title next year.
It just might mean he's scoring 18 points a game for a last-place team.
Exactly.
He's a good player.
He could be playing for the Phoenix Suns.
Yep. God has extended their big winter sale for one more month. Receive 40% off all windows and doors in February. Call 877-GO-GOD or visit GUIDA.com.
I do want to see him in the Eastern Conference, though.
I would like to.
I want to see him more.
It'd be a good destination to go to the Knicks.
Yeah.
They're going to sign one of the guys, probably. Right? We'll see.
Maybe. Who knows?
They could also end up with nothing.
Hey, KD can wind up staying at Golden State.
Yeah, who knows?
Boston could wind up trading Anthony Davis. I mean, the Pelicans could wind up trading Anthony Davis to Boston. Kyrie could decide to stay in Boston. Once you get rid of Jason Tatum and you know, Jaylen Brown, you know, Kyrie may stay, AD may stay.
Yeah.
You never know, man. You don't know. You just don't know.
You don't know.
I mean, Kawhi Leonard could stay in Toronto. I
think he will.
Yeah.
Actually.
If Toronto, let's say they go to the NBA Finals. Obviously, we want the Sixers to go. But if they go to the NBA Finals and say they give Golden State, I don't know, 6-game series.
Why would he leave to go to the Clippers?
Yeah, why? Yeah.
Or the Lakers?
Yeah, for what?
So he gets smoked by
let me
them.
Tell you, he's not going to the Lakers. You can forget about that.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, he would go to the Clippers if he's going to do anything.
And even the Clippers, I think he stays in Toronto because that is a
team.
He's
the best team in the Eastern Conference, or one of them.
Yeah, and he's the best player on that team. All right, let's get Alan, Central Jersey. Hi, Alan. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
How are you, buddy?
Not up, bad. Man? Weather's getting better. It's raining now. Snow's done, so we're good to go.
All right. You know?
Anyway, the reason I'm calling is because I'm listening to everything about, you know, Machado. Do we want him? Do we want him? You know, and so on and so forth. I'm looking at the potential lineup, okay, of the Phillies for this year. And my thing is, who's going to make that the lineup stronger? Am I going to want to see somebody in the fourth slot that's going to make now Hoskins a better hitter? Okay, is JT Romero going to stay number three? I mean, that's what Ryan Howard did for the lineup from 2007 to 2012, is he made that lineup better, that pitchers had to work around him to get to the guy either before him or after him. So, you know, what's your opinion? Who's going to fill that three or four slot that's going to produce a better overall lineup? And I think Machado is a better fielder, but, you know, I'm just looking at the guy who's going to put runs on the board or help us put runs on the board, especially now that we got a better lineup at the top.
Well, Machado actually might be the better player.
Yeah.
The better hitter, if you look at...
Mm-hmm. Well, he's the better defensive player. He is the better hitter.
Yeah.
I mean, he just is. And a lot of people would say he's the better player.
But he's not the sizzle that Bryce Harper is.
Yeah. And I've said this several times. I think the Phillies, if they had their druthers, they want Machado. I just don't think Machado wants to come here.
It doesn't seem like it, does it?
No.
Do you think Klentak and McPhail want Machado, but Middleton wants Harper?
I do. That would make sense.
I think this is all Middleton. Yes. Like, I need the butts in seats. Yeah. He hits homers. Give me my guy.
Yep. And the funny thing is, neither guy may be in a rush to come here. Machado, if he has another team out there that's willing to give him an offer that he'll accept, like Chicago, he may be willing to take that. Harper is the guy that may be on the fence about coming here. This may not be his first destination.
Right.
But, man, if you show him through your checkbook that you really, 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 really want him here.
He'll come. Yeah, I think.
Because he's the guy that I think can be bought. Bryce Harper can be bought.
Absolutely, yes. Can be bought. That's why he has Scott Boras as his agent.
Yes.
Right? And I think, like, Harper checks a couple of the Philly boxes, which is uniform dirty, hustling, kind of has that look.
Mm-hmm.
And Machado already was on record as, even if he didn't really mean it, as saying, like, hey, I'm not the hustling type guy. That would worry me a little bit. Hey, coming up, the morning show roasts Keith Jones this morning. Did you hear it?
What do you do?
Oh, it's hilarious.
What do you do? Gas on the air?
No, that's every day.
Oh.
No, you got to stay tuned to it. I heard it this morning. It was a lot of fun. Also coming up on the other side, Sixers and Celtics tonight. We'll get into the game a little bit.
I like it.
We'll take your phone calls at 888-729-9494. And Keith Jones gets roasted by the morning show is next. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.